what protocols do you have? What security protocols do you have when your school goes on tour?
Yeah, any private school, what should they have?
Okay, the first thing that you need to do on any one of our camps is that we always make sure that we have a site visit. So we send out our team to go to any new camp, and I think any school or parent should want to be able to know if the school has actually gone out and have done an evaluation of the actual campsite and ensure that they have seen all the certificates of accreditation of the particular campsite, and specifically if there are any third parties who are operating within the campsite that are taking the kids out on any one of the excursions. So that the school needs to be, they need to make sure that they are fully happy with the campsite that they are attending. That would be the first thing that I would make sure of. The second thing is you've got to make sure that the staff that are accompany the students know the students. So at most private schools, I would imagine, or most schools, I would hope, the teachers that are actually going with the students know the students, and that the students that are going know the teachers that are accompanying them. That really is important.
Is time a factor? I mean, are there certain times when it would be perfectly okay to go on one of these orientation tours at the very, very beginning? And it isn't a judgment call. I mean, I just wonder, as an insider, what your thoughts are. You know, when you start introducing the very first tours, and if the kids knowing one another and having a relationship is a factor that you consider, either for or against going on tours.
So most of our tours go towards the end of the first term. By that stage, the kids all know each other. There's no doubt about that. But I know that most schools, they like to take the new grade 8 away towards the beginning of the year, because it is very much a bonding camp between the grade 8s and the grade 12s that go along. So, I mean, but by that stage, the kids should know each other. I mean, one of the things, there's so much to discuss here, but I mean, one of the things that should happen is the 6 kids or the 8 kids that are in a particular dorm or that are staying together, right, at our school are told that they are to look after one another, that there is a buddy system. And those 6 or so kids know that they're responsible for each other. That should make sure that at any time, if there is a kid missing, you know, that those kids would bring it to the attention of a teacher immediately. So you know, those kind of things are really important as well. So it's about getting children ready for the camp that they're going on, that they're going to. I know that when we take kids overseas, we really give them the lowdown on the areas that could be dangerous, and how dangerous going overseas could be if they're not aware of what's happening. So there needs to be a lot of preparation. The other thing is, you know, we would have a ratio of approximately 1 teacher per every 10 or 12 students. And the other thing is, every one of our teachers goes on every one of the excursions. So if there are 5 or 6 different groups that are working, you should ensure that a teacher from the school who knows the children are there at all times. But I think even more important, parents probably want to know, what do I ask for? You know, how do I know my kid is going to be safe? And I think, you know, the first thing to be able to ask is, did I get the correct forms that came out? Was I asked about my child's medical history? Do I know about the foods that they can or cannot eat? Are there certain activities that my child would not feel comfortable going on? That would be the first thing that I would want to know as a parent. If I was wanting to know that the camp was well planned, does the school know everything that they need to know about my child? And if I never got that there would be alarm bells already. You would need to be able to ask things like, is there adequate medical facilities at the particular camp? We always ensure that we have teachers that are well trained in terms of first aid.
CPR.
You need to make sure that that takes place.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there really are so many considerations. What a massive responsibility. And, yeah, really our condolences go to, you know.
Look, I think it's shocked, you know, all of the schools.
Yeah.
I do want to say, though, at the same time, let's also, and you know, we were all shocked, and I think all schools have now gone through their procedures again and again and again to ensure, you know, that they have made sure that everything is done correctly. But I was hearing, you know, a couple of people on the radio saying, are these camps necessary? Maybe we shouldn't send them anymore. And I think we just got to be very careful not to overreact in terms of understanding that, you know, we have thousands and thousands of children every year that go on these camps. And the vast majority of schools have put in very, very good security systems to ensure that children are all safe and that children are looked after. So, you know, I don't want people to take this to a level where by all of a sudden, you know, people are thinking of cancelling these kind of excursions or these bonding tours. I think it really is important for children to get out into nature.
And be children. I mean, we are, when you look at all the things, I mean, we are raising a fearful generation who are triggered by words, who are triggered by normal events, and it's because we overprotect them.
There's no doubt about that. So there's definitely two things here. We should actually be we should be getting our kids out far more often, and we should be allowing them to go out into nature, and we should be allowing them to experience what is a wonderful bonding experience between children. But at the same time, you know, it is incumbent upon all schools to ensure that they have the correct measures in place. And I really don't want to even comment on the Parktown Boys incident, because we don't know exactly what has taken place. Sure. And I'm sure that will come out soon. But in terms of the safety of our children, that is the number one priority, you know, for us. And I'm sure for, well, I know for, you know, for most schools out there. And it really was horrific. And we all, we wrote a letter today to the head of the school, as I'm sure most other schools have done, and our condolences go out to the family, and to the students of the school who are now going to have to deal with this for the rest of their lives while they're at school. You know, to lose a classmate, there can be nothing worse than to be, you know, to have that happen. And it's going to affect this group for forever, and our condolences go out to them and to their school community.
Joseph Teresi, that's where we leave it. Thank you so much for your input, as always. And, Kathy, you know what struck me is it's all very well to...
Joseph Teresi, headmaster of Redhill School. Simon, thank you so much. Thanks, Mr. Teresi.
Slapped on the wrist.